Good morning. Continuing with our topic of Pidyon Shvuim, which means redeeming Jewish captives. Today we have an absolutely critical question in analyzing if it's permitted to do a swap, an exchange, letting terrorists out of Israeli prisons, for example, in order to redeem Jewish captive, a captive, or captives. And that following is the question. We have seen that there is a machlokes, whether we can exceed the value of the individual. Can you redeem somebody in excess of his value if that individual, that Jewish captive, is in a condition, a situation of sakanas nefashos, sakana, danger to life? Can we then exceed the cap, because we know that Chazal instituted that we are not permitted to redeem Jewish captives in excess of their value? We've talked about what does that mean, value, in the past. Is an exception to that rule when the captive is in a situation of sakana. And we saw that indeed that is a machlokes. So we are now going to turn to the opinion that it is indeed permitted to redeem a captive in excess of his or her value when it is a situation of sakana. So we're going to be in that shita right now. And the question is as follows: by virtue of redeeming that captive, or by virtue of not redeeming that captive, what is going to be the psak is if we have a safek sakana? Let's phrase it as follows. If we leave that individual in jail, indeed there's a pikuach nefesh, so maybe we are obligated to redeem that individual. On the other hand, if we redeem it, maybe the terrorists are going to continue to grab other Jewish captives. So that's going to happen. So we have a situation if there is a Jew, Rahman al-Itzlan, in a being held in captivity. That person is in a situation of sakana. That is a situation of sakana. So in the opinion that you are permitted, and not only permitted, obligated to redeem that Jew, you would be obligated to redeem that Jew out of captivity. But the question is, by virtue of doing that, maybe we are causing a safek sakana, because we're exchanging terrorists for that Jewish captive. So those terrorists indeed can go on and cause harm yet again. So that is going to be our suffix. We are certainly saving the Jew. We are taking him out of captivity so that he was in a vadai sakana. But are we now creating a suffix sakana, potential sakana, by virtue of letting those terrorists go free? Is that permitted? Is that still obligated? Because it's a vadai versus a suffix. Certainly, we are saving the captive, and it's only a suffix. Maybe there will be a future harm to other Jews by virtue of swapping the terrorists in the Israeli prison. So we're going to start with the opinion of the Torah, quoting the Rambam. Actually, this is a little bit setting up for the opinion. So the Torah quotes the Rambam on a related issue. And he says, if you see somebody who is drowning in a city, or if you see somebody that the burglars, robbers, thieves are coming upon him, we would be obligated to save that individual. If you have the ability to save that individual, then we would be obligated to do so. In all similar situations where you see that somebody is coming under harm, we would be obligated to save that individual. So says the Torah, quoting the Rambam, v'chol ki yotzeba, is anything similar to that over. If you don't assist and you have the ability to assist, you are violating the prohibition of l'samar adam reyach. You're standing by while a Jew is being terrorist, robbed, killed. We have an obligation to step in and assist. The matzilo, however, if we do save, if we do step in and assist, harei ki'ilu kiyam olam, it's as if we have saved an entire world. That is the Torah quoting the Rambam. So now, the Beis Yosef, is a major commentary, if not the major commentary on the Torah. He quotes the Hagos Mamonios, one of the great Rishonim, of the poskim of the Rishonim, and he says as follows: Afilu lahachnis, quoting Yerushalmi, Afilu lahachnis atma besafik sakana chayim. The person who can save, he's watching somebody who is in danger, and the person is in danger, and something's going to happen. Person is drowning or something like that, and we have somebody on the side. So the person who is in that river and can't swim, that is a vadai sakana. Certainly, that person is in a sakana. And says the Agos Mamonios, based on the Yerushalmi, that somebody standing there who can save, indeed, afilu lahachnis atzmo besafek sakana, he would be obligated, even if he's putting himself into a potential sakana, but not a vadai sakana. So it could be dangerous for him as well, but he knows how to swim. But that person in the river, he cannot swim at all. So he has a vadai sakana, the person who's going to save him. It's indeed dangerous to save somebody. But if it's just a suffix sakana, you would be obligated to put yourself into a suffix sakana in order to save somebody who is in a vadai sakana. In fact, the Beis Yosef says that, explaining the Agos Mamanios, apparently the reason is you have a vadai and a suffix. The vadai is in that river, is drowning. It would be an obligation to save that individual, even if you're putting yourself into a suffix sakana. In fact, the Shach says basically the same thing. The Gilyan Maharsha on Yoredeya Simon Kuf Nun Zayin says that Shiim Nitfas Echad V'Yadua Shiim Yifdu Yutfas Acher Tachtav. If somebody has been taken into captivity, and you know that if you redeem him, they will take somebody else. After Asul Liftosul Atzilo, it would be prohibited to redeem and save the first person. Because what does that help? If you have somebody who is certainly in captivity, and you know if you redeem the first one, they're certainly going to take number two in his place, then don't redeem the first person. However, having said that, if it's only a suffix, that they're going to take the second person. So it's number one is in captivity, A is in captivity, and it's a suffix. If you redeem A, will they take B or not? So that's a safek. Lo shafkinan lahatzil zeh havadai nipnei hasafek. We are not going to ignore A because of a safek potential harm to B. In other words, when you have a vadai and a safek, and A is in vadai sakana, and B would be in safek sakana, we have to deal with A. We have to redeem A. That's what he says. He brings a number of sources for it. He brings the Shach as well. So there we have the opinion that when you have a Vadai Sakana, for example, somebody who's in captivity, a Vadai Sakana, would it be permitted to cause a Suffix Sakana? And the answer is not only is it permitted, but it be required to put oneself into a Suffix Sakana in order to save somebody who is in a Vadai Sakana. That is the opinion that Hagos Mamonios, the Shach, and the Gilyan Maharsha brings that as well. On the other hand, we have Poskim who disagree. For example, the Sma in Choshen Mishpat, after he brings out Hagos Mamanios, who said that you have to put yourself into a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vadai sakana, the Sma writes as follows: Shet halacha zo hishmitu hamechaber v'amar, the mechaber, that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, do not bring this halacha. Certainly, to save somebody, you have to if you can, but to put yourself into a suffix sakana to save somebody, even if that somebody is in a vadai sakana, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, they don't say that. Why? Because the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur don't bring this. They don't bring this psak. They don't say that you have to put yourself into a suffix sakana or cause a suffix sakana in order to avoid a vadai sakana. And accordingly, because those great Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, Rosh, and Tur don't bring this, accordingly, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah don't bring this as well. If they don't bring it, then you don't have to put yourself into a suffix sakana in order to save somebody who is in a vadai sakana. So let's apply this when it comes to the redemption of, or the exchange of, Arab terrorists for a Jew who has been taken into captivity. So based on the first opinion, it would be permitted, and maybe not only permitted, but required to do the swap, because we have that Jew in a vadai sakana, and by swapping terrorists for that individual, we would be creating a suffix sakana, not a vadai sakana, and accordingly, it could be that we'd be obligated to engage in that exchange. On the other hand, according to the second opinion, the Sma and others, we do not cause a suffix sakana in order to redeem somebody from a vadai sakana. And accordingly, an exchange of a Jewish captive for a terrorist, that would not be required and probably, and would not even be permitted. Now, having said that, on the side that it is permitted and required to do the exchange, because it's redeeming somebody in a vadai sakana, and we are simply creating a suffix sakana, there are two big problems with that, and these we will have to deal with next time. So problem number one is when the poskim say that we put somebody into a suffix sakana in order to avoid a vadai sakana of somebody else. So A is in a vadai sakana, B can put himself or is required to put himself into a suffix sakana to take care of A's vadai sakana. That's talking about on an individual basis. We have A and we have B, and B has to put himself into a suffix sakana to avoid A's vadai sakana. But how about when B is not an individual but an entire tzibur? We're not putting only one person into potential sakana, but the entire tzibur. If we are doing an exchange of terrorists, one terrorist, Rahman al-Itslan, can cause a lot of damage to a lot of people, and especially if it's more than one terrorist, that's a much bigger problem. So it, apparently the heter, the mandate, the requirement to put yourself into a suffix sakana in order to avoid somebody else's badai sakana, that applies to an individual who would be in a suffix sakana, but not putting the tzibur into a suffix sakana. And in addition, the mitziasis, this is problem number two, that when there have been exchanges of terrorists for a Jewish captive or Jewish captives, it hasn't only been a suffix. Maybe we are putting people in the future into a sakana, but it's become a vadai sakana because the rate of returning these terrorists, going back to terror, is incredibly high. So maybe you have an argument for one, but till two, three, four, the rate of returning to terror is so high that we are no longer talking about B being in a suffix, putting himself into a suffix sakana, but putting himself into a vadai sakana. And accordingly, we would not be permitted to put somebody into a vadai sakana to avoid somebody else's vadai sakana. B, or the tzibura B, we cannot put into a vadai sakana situation in order to save the A captive or captives. So we have to deal with these issues. In the Mir Tzachem, we will continue talking about this, hopefully to conclude the topic tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.